Well, I grew up in the Boston area, and my whole family is Irish Catholic, and I can remember that there was a funny mixture of shame and pride about being Irish.
For several years, the St. Patrick's Day Parade has received much attention in some U.S. cities, as efforts for queer Irish groups to participate have led to court orders, cancellations, and violence. As this year's event approaches, a new CD commemorates the struggle in Boston.
Hi, I'm John Beaupre for This Way Out with Deja Vu, the new CD from Queer Conscience. Perhaps no city has a deeper Irish Catholic tradition in this country than Boston. The issue came to a head in 1992 when organizers were forced to admit lesbian and gay marchers to their St. Paddy's Day parade through Southie, local slang for Boston's heavily Irish South End. The Boston-based musical group Queer Conscience has paid tribute to this controversy on their new CD, Deja Vu.
A few souls break the cries and jeers and they marched in 92. The city said they couldn't ban the queers, though they wanted to.
Justine Sullivan is a member of the group Queer Conscience.
In 1993, Jamie Pierce and I joined GLIB and marched in the parade. We marched through Southie, and there were people lining the streets with their faces all scrunched up in hatred, and they yelled at us. And I guess it was better than the reception the previous year, where there was actual violence and people threw things. But it was still really scary to see these people that just hated us so much.
The group was founded in 1989 by Sullivan, her lover Dale, Rick Cresswell, and his lover, Jamie Pierce.
To me, gay music is music whose lyrics talk about gays and lesbians.
Sax player Jamie Pierce is also a vocalist on the album.
Our lives, our loves, without, you know, changing the pronouns around or having every song be addressed to some you out there. You never know who that you is. It's nice not to have to translate the songs you hear on the radio or read between the lines.
The fact that there are popular gay musicians and songwriters working today is certainly not news, but when a group is not only deeply committed to the cause of gay visibility and richly musical, it is a cause for celebration. Rick Cresswell is the nominal leader of the pack, providing not only the lion's share of vocals, but much of the synthesizer sequencing and arrangements.
I really love the idea of a young kid or even an adult struggling with their sexuality, hearing songs that are obviously reaching out to them and giving them some hope.
Needless to say, the lofty, soaring anthem Marching in Southie is not the only great piece on the CD. I particularly liked the first song in the collection, a song about, well, gay music, and the haunting ballad A Wonder, the tale of a young girl whose unconditional love for her gay father encourages him to work harder at being open about his sexuality. Even the title song, Deja Vu, a reminder of the sad truth that we keep fighting some of the same battles year after year, is rich and satisfying and demonstrates Queer Conscience's wonderful ability to marry rhetoric with soaring melodies and rich instrumentation.
Deja Vu, we've been down this road so many times. Deja Vu, what has happened? Why repeat the rhyme? Deja Vu, though we thought we traveled forward, we must walk this road again.
In the song Marching in Southie, Rick and Justine sing, I couldn't help but wonder if my mother's mother's mother had known this kind of hatred when she first left Ireland. And now these Irish eyes are crying because my people are doing what was once done to them. Geja Vu, the new CD from the Boston-based group Queer Conscience, is available from the catalogs of Lady Slipper, Fresh Fruit Records, Outcast Productions, Lambda Rising, and directly from their own label, Scream Sync Productions, at 137 Hollett Street, that's H-O-L-L-E-T-T, in Scituate, Massachusetts. Scituate is spelled S-C-I-T-U-A-T-E, and the zip code there is 02066. Reporting from Los Angeles for This Way Out, I'm John Beaupre.